This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, your mouth still sounds full, bub.
It's okay, bub.
Lunch, are you ready?
Whatever, let's do it.
That's what we give to people that have made this time special in their car to listen to us, and you said, whatever, let's go?
That's Eddie. The penis for you.
Nope, I'll do it live. It's a Monday. Get your hand back. I told you I'll do it live, you little son of a...
We are the 1, 2, 3
Losers! Oh, man, Eddie, you should just sit that one out. You're so far off, but that's okay.
What up? Who cares, coach?
Yeah, who cares?
Jesus in Texas would love it.
You're over there, we're over here. You know the delay, no big deal. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
What's up, y'all? It's Sizzle. I got to make sure I don't clear my throat on mic. Baser said it sounds like I have COVID when I do that, so...
Yeah, it's true.
Guys, I'm going to try and be a professional broadcaster. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male, and I actually live on the west side of Nashville, a very beautiful community. There's a gully. There's a river. There's mountains. And that's my view in the penthouse suite. My sister's name is Muffy. My nephew's name is Boomer. Lunchbox, over to you.
Well, do you guys now believe me? Do you now believe me that I tell you the Chiefs are in trouble? That the magic is kind of wearing off? That people are catching up to the Chiefs? Are you starting to believe what I've been trying to tell you, that the Chiefs are not invincible like you guys have thought for the last, you know, year and a half? That they're starting to be like, uh-oh, there's a lot of holes on the Chiefs, and they need a lot of help? Are you starting to believe me when I tell you this, that they're not the cream of the crop, they're really good?
How many times are you going to say the same thing over and
no,
over?
No, I'm asking you guys.
Are you not going to believe me?
I
told you.
Hey, can I say something before we talk about the Chiefs?
Go ahead.
Wow. I'm irritated with you.
Why?
Because...
I'll cut the music.
Look, every time you go to Vegas, it's like we don't exist. It's like no one exists. And this isn't the first time, Lunch. Like, ever since you've gone to Vegas, I text you and I get nothing back. Crickets.
I responded to your text.
No. And it's like I'm... Ray, I sent him a courteous
Eddie.
Text. On Friday, he gets there, right? I let him spend all day Friday in Vegas, blah, blah, whatever. Saturday morning, I text him like, dude, how did last night go? Did you win?
No, you didn't say, did you win? You said, how'd it go? That's all you said. How'd it go?
And so I didn't know what you were talking about.
Ray,
hold on. Shut up. Ray, when you go to Vegas and I text you on Saturday morning, how did it go? ? What do you think I'm referring to?
I don't bet. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, coach, back in the day when you did bet. I mean the tables. I mean, dude, how did it go? Are you up? Like, what happened? He goes, What are you referring to?
I thought you were talking about the dinner was the waiter on point.
Here's the thing.
Dua Lipa's performance, but I don't care about that.
Well, that's what I mean. Listen, honestly, I had no idea what you were referring to. I didn't know if you were referring to me going over to the Westgate and seeing about a sore loser's weekend at their hotel and casino. I didn't know if you were talking about gambling. I didn't care about gambling. I didn't know if you were talking about the iHeart. I had no idea. Just when you say, how'd it go?
Yeah, he was wanting to know about Dua.
Let me tell you. Hey, she's a smoke show. She's super hot.
Yeah.
Super hot. Yeah. And super tall.
This is what I pictured when I texted. Dude, how did it go? Can I have a Bloody Mary? Somebody's texting me here. Bloody Mary, please. I need $25 on red, please. And move that. God, somebody, Eddie. What are you talking about? And then send it off, and there you go. That's how I feel, dude. Every time you go to Vegas, the Julio Jones picture, we're all like, hello.
Sorry,
lunch. Forgot. Can we see the Julio Jones picture? Crickets. Nothing. Voot, voot. Voot, voot.
No, see,
can I get change for 100, please? Voot, voot. I mean something, dude.
Hello.
Hey, you're right. Hey, listen, and here's
you
the thing.
Left us all out to dry, dude.
You never texted me about the Julio Jones picture.
We all did.
No, you didn't. No one did.
The entire nation.
No
put it on
one
chain.
Texted me about the Julio Jones picture. The only text I got, I didn't get a text from Ray all weekend. I got a text from Eddie. How'd it go? That was it. And that was the only text I got. So saying I ignored you, I responded and I said, what are you referring to? And then when you asked me, I said, I told you exactly how it went.
To what are you referencing?
I mean,
Edward?
The dude's in Vegas. What do you think I'm referencing?
I mean, I thought maybe you were talking about the two prostitutes I saw inside a Paris hotel and casino right there as I was walking out at 4 a.m.
Coach.
Morning, ladies.
I didn't know if you were referring to me showing Abby the phone screener around Las Vegas, her first time in Vegas. I didn't
lunch.
Know.
These are the
how
problems.
Did it go? Voot, voot. I cheated.
No. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I there was so much that you were referring to. I didn't know, so I wanted to clear it up and make sure you were asking about gambling or you were asking about...
You know what I would have loved? I would have loved, do you want to hear about me winning a bunch of money? Do you want to hear about Abby's first time in Vegas? Do you want to hear about me and Dua Lipa? Like, anything, Coach, would have been great. Except I get... What are you referring to?
Well, here's the problem. Oh, you also texted me at like 7 in the morning Vegas time. So that
I mean, Coach, you responded pretty damn quick for 7 in the morning.
I don't know. Maybe it was 9 in the morning, but I had just gotten up. You said, let's see.
Yeah, how did it go?
Oh, you said, how'd it go? And I said,
yeah, we got to the bottom of that the past 10 minutes.
Yeah, Coach, we've already discussed
this. Okay, yeah, you texted me at 9:15.
That's plenty of time, Coach.
I do have a defense for Lunchbox once we're ready for it.
Yes, please, give me the defense.
I know the defense. He's in Vegas. I get it.
Eddie, I have had buddies that will not text me back until they're on the plane heading home because they don't want to jinx themselves with the gambling gods. On Friday, you don't want to say, I'm killing it. On Saturday, that's when you go rock bottom and you're down a K. And then on Sunday, you're still trying to make back that K and you're down 1,500. And then on the plane, you're like, I wish I would have never texted. I'm killing it. I should have texted. I just got my ass beat.
I get that.
There is a little bit of a superstition to everything about it because, I mean, I have outfit. Like, if something's going wrong, I will go change clothes and take a shower.
Yeah. One time he played a whole hand naked, Coach.
Thinking
superstition.
I was having 10 bad hands. So I ran out of clothes.
Thinking that, okay, these clothes are bad luck. I got to get this bad juju off me. So I go shower, change clothes, and then try it again. But yes, so Friday night, I mean, let me tell you, it went outstanding, gentlemen. Outstanding.
I didn't get that text.
It was, let's see, we went over to the Paris Hotel and Casino.
That's me and Michael's place.
That is your place. That's where Ray stayed at his bachelor party while we were at MGM Grand. Abby wanted to see the Eiffel Tower, so I took her over there to see the Eiffel Tower. And the
You
blue.
And Abby went to the Eiffel
the
Tower?
The Eiffel Tower is actually a sexual thing. Be careful how you say that.
Cheated.
And the beautiful blue ceiling that makes it feel like you're outdoors and it's kind of, you know, it feels nice. And
did y'all get a room?
I sat down at a double-deck blackjack table and started playing. And the next thing I know, it's 3:45 in the morning, and I'm like, hey, I better get up from this table. And I said, hey, Willie, I'm going to go ahead and cash out. No, it was Billy at this point. Billy was a good
Billy,
one.
What happened to Abby?
No, Abby was there. Billy was the good dealer. Willie came in and took his spot for like 20 minutes while Billy went to break, and then Billy came back. And he was a Scot. He was from Scotland. And he was really cool.
I bet you were doing your Braveheart quotes.
Oh, gosh. Coach, please tell me, every time you needed a card, you'd be like, I want my freedom.
No, and there was this lady next to me that I don't know where she was from, but she was absolutely sauced. I mean, hammered.
Sir, are you sure you want to double down? Well, we didn't get all dressed up for nothing.
Oh, I should have done that. Dang it. I didn't think about that. No,
I will not give our lives. They're like, sir, are you going to hit or are you passing?
You may take our lives, but you
You'll never take my
21,
my money.
I didn't even think about doing all that.
A lot of good ones, Lynch.
I really screwed the pooch on that one. But this drunk-ass lady next to me is so hammered. Like, she doesn't
Abby?
Even know. No, Abby was a little scared to gamble. She sat there and watched. She was a little nervous, didn't know how to gamble, her first time in Vegas. So this lady next to me sits down.
Let me show you how it's done.
And she's just kind of flopping money out of her purse. And
anything else flopping out, Coach?
No. And her husband comes up and he's like,
probably ready to beat your ass.
No, you don't even. He comes up and he's like, you going to still gamble? And he's all slurring. She's like, you just go to bed. You need to go to bed. You need to go to bed, husband. Go to bed. And he was like, okay. And they start kissing and stuff at the table.
But is she playing Hands of Blackjack?
She's this is just when she sits down. You can already tell she's hammered because she flops the money just sloppily all over the table.
The sixes.
And the girl and the husband comes up and he's like, I thought you were going to bed. And she goes, no, you go to bed. You go to bed. I gamble. And then she just starts talking. And then she starts vaping. The guy's like, you can't vape here. And she's like, I vape. Whatever.
But she sounds like your two-year-old.
She was hammered. It was great. And she was so much fun because she'd win three hands in a row, and then the fourth hand she'd win again, and she'd be like, oh, finally, my first win of the whole deck. My first win of this whole deck. I'm like, you've won four hands in a row. But she couldn't remember because she was so drunk.
I would suggest not hitting here. It's just the table rules. Thank you, ma'am.
No, I didn't have to tell her. She knew what she was doing. She knew how to play, even though she was sauced. I didn't have to tell her a dang thing. The table was great. The table was hot. We all sat there for 4 hours together playing blackjack. It was a
I'm sorry, Abby. Jeez.
No, Abby could have gone at any time she wanted. She could have left. And literally,
she literally sat there for 4 hours and watched you play blackjack?
No, she walked around the hotel a little bit, and then she'd come back. And at one point, she leans over to me, and she goes, hey, you think if I had to put down some money, I'd have as much as you do right now? And I said, Abby, I have no idea, because if you would have sat down, the cards would have been totally different.
The cards would have been different. You understand the algorithm that then differs, and it ends up being a high-low scheme. Matic. Does that
make
sense?
Let's
be
real. Let's be happy Abby didn't play, because Lunch would have yelled at her. No, Abby, why are you hitting on that?
Dude, I heard that Lunch bosses people around. I'm like, that's it. Oh. I'm never going to sit at a table with him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the worst.
Listen, I would suggest, Ray, you don't hit. You allow him to break. Oh, cool. Well, I'm glad I didn't hit. I'm sitting at an 11. Great. Thank you.
No, you always hit on 11.
Okay, well, 12.
11, you can't
12.
Bust. 12. Oh, yeah, 12. Yeah, 12. They're showing 16. Why would you hit? The next card's a 10. You're going to bust, and they're not. You're going to let them bust.
You
it's
proved
easy.
My point exactly.
It's simple.
Yeah.
Because
and
you have
yelled
to,
at you.
Too. No, I don't. I don't really yell anymore. I don't yell.
Yes, you do, Coach.
No. No, I really don't.
Are
you sure you want to hit that? The whole table, you didn't have to tell anybody because we all played great. There was four of us that played. It was the lady next to me, my friend Jenny, and her husband Andy.
What? Whoa! You had friends meet you out there?
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, that's
dude,
what
he's got smart. A work trip, and he has people meet him out so he can also have a party trip. I love it.
Absolutely. You're not just going to go to Vegas and be all alone by yourself just chilling with your thumb up your butt. No, you're going to have people to gamble with and drink with when you're not working. And
you had
Abby didn't
Sally
wanna...
and Andy put their thumbs up your butt?
No, Ginny and Andy did not put their thumbs up my butt, but they hung out and gambled with me and drank with me, and it was enjoyable. And we played blackjack till 4 in the morning, and we made a big chunk of change, and... Then we
had a menage a trois.
No, then we took Abby to the Chandelier Bar in the Cosmopolitan and let her take some pictures of that. We went and got secret pizza in the Cosmopolitan, showed
Did
Abby.
Did you go to our bar?
Are you asking who?
The flower?
Lunch. The one where we danced all night.
No, it's closed, man. It's now a barbershop.
Oh, okay. Forget it then.
Yeah. That one right inside the Cosmo where we bounced on one leg.
Oh,
and
dude, for hours.
Dude, I mean, I was so hammered and I did not realize how much I jumped up and down dancing because the next day I got out of bed and my calf, I couldn't walk on my left leg. It hurt
so bad.
Those
were the days.
Those were the days. But yeah, now it's like a barbershop and speakeasy, Eddie.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, we did that. And so the first night I was up, I made like $600 and something at the table.
Not bad.
Ouch, damn.
Yeah, it was a great night. It was a great night at the blackjack table. And
oh, hold on, we got an email.
My friend Jenny made about $600 too, and her husband made about $500.
It's from John in Florida. He says your
but
show sucks.
Jenny was so drunk. She goes, oh, I'm going to cash in. You know what I mean? The guy hands her three $100 chips, and she's like, okay. She starts walking away. She goes, I really thought I did better than that. I thought I made more money. And you hear Billy yelling, Jenny! 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 And he had her $500 chip that she had left on the table.
Oh, boy.
I'm wondering how much money they do end up grabbing when people leave it. We have had
buddies. They can't keep it.
Didn't our buddy, Steve?
Yeah.
Didn't he
yeah,
leave Steve. Money at the table and the guy still had it sitting there for him?
The next day.
He went to the bathroom. He went to the bathroom and he's like, I'll be right back. And he went to the bathroom and took a piss and he forgot that he left all his money at the table. And he's like, I'm tired. I'm going to go take a nap. So he went upstairs to his room, took a nap, slept for like 3 hours, came back down and they're like, hey, I thought you were never coming back. Here are all the chips that you left. He's like, what the crap? I left all that money
he
here.
He left. He was a legend at the table. He never even knew it.
They were still reserving his seat for 4 hours.
The funny thing about that is,
Mr. Don Julio, your seat is here. Are you ready to play more?
I was telling Billy, the dealer, about that, and he said, you don't understand how many times that happens. He goes, guys, and it's mostly guys, he said, they get up to go to the bathroom, and they never come back. He said it happens at least once every couple nights, and they just leave their money. And what they do is they sit there on the cameras, and they try to watch for them in the casino. Maybe they're staying there, so maybe they can look for them later. But he goes, sometimes we just keep the chips.
Dude, I don't think that would ever happen to me because when I'm playing back in the day, I'm talking forever ago, but when I would play the tables, for whatever reason, when I'm drinking, guys, I just keep counting my chips over. But apparently that's bad luck. If you're at the table.
Lunchbox would definitely yell at you for that, yeah.
No, it's your money. You can do what you want, but I'm going
to It's also my money when I'm betting blackjack, and you tell me not to hit on something.
But you're playing as a team. You're a team at the blackjack table. You have to understand.
No,
yes, you
not.
Absolutely are.
Team
now,
at roulette.
I'm not going with people. I'm going with me, myself, and I.
That's
right,
why I don't do crap.
But if you want to win, you win as a team. If you're a selfish player, the whole table, you're not going to win.
You know why I play bubble craps and not the real craps where people throw
why,
it?
Why, Coach?
Because it's a team game and everybody
no,
says, oh, you have to root with the seven. Well, what if I want to root against the seven, motherfucker?
Wrong. Everybody's rooting against the seven. If you're going to be playing, you're going to do the don't pass, and that's when you're rooting for the seven. So
was this one
off the
trip.
Initial one, I'm saying. Go, Eddie.
There was this one trip I went, and I never wear botas in Vegas, and I decided to take my cowboy boots. And I guess what I was doing was every time I'd win 100, I would throw it in my boot. And so I lost all my money at the table, and I'm like, crap, it was a terrible night. And then I go back to my room, take my boots off. All these chips fell out, dude. I ended up winning a bunch. I had no idea I was doing that.
That's incredible.
I don't know if this is actually a thing, a method or something, but this is what I did with my wife when we would go back in the day forever ago. But we would I would always am of the mind where if you win, boom, print a ticket out. I'm all about printing tickets. I'm not about just sitting down 100 and just let you win. Boom. Get a $20 ticket out. I'm all about tickets. So then by the end of the trip, you have just tons of tickets. You end
they
up.
Don't, they don't print tickets at the blackjack table or the craps table or the roulette table. I don't know what the
slots.
Hell you're talking about printing
it's
tickets. Like, what are you, Grandma Betty?
I'm talking about the bubble.
I'm printing out tickets. Hey. Did you see that lady with the oxygen tank next to me? No, because they weren't at the blackjack table or the craps table or the roulette table.
All right. Printing tickets, dude. Bubble craps. But yes, when you're at the machines, they give you the tickets. And my wife likes
to. They do print at bubble craps.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. My wife likes to also do the slots or whatever. So she gets, oh, I'm up like 35. Cool, cash out. I'll give you another 20. So then I take her $50 ticket and I give her a 20. You play with that 20 then. So you always know you're up. So
I love it.
Yeah, my goal at the end of it, this is years ago, but my goal was always, I go to the cashier. I want the cashier to know me by name. That's how many times I go to the cashier. And I don't even go to those motorized computer things that give us cash. I go to the cashier, and I'm like, there you go.
every cashier is always like, oh my gosh, you're doing amazing. I'm like, no, I just have a philosophy where I'm always about going to the cashier and not letting money just sit in a machine for an hour. And I'll hang up and listen.
You know, your theory sounds great, but if you're going to play the same machine, it makes no sense.
No, we bounce around.
Okay, because, yeah, if you make 25 at that machine and you print and then you put $20 immediately back into that machine, that same machine, you really just made $5 because you're just you should just leave it in there. But if you're going to move machines, I get it. My philosophy is I will never sit down at a table with chips. I always buy in with cash.
When
I leave a table, I take my chips to the cashier, get cash, and then go to the next table and get new chips.
That I actually like that because, yes, for whatever reason, if you drop chips at a table, it just seems like bad luck.
Yes. It's okay. Like you're moving from one table to the next. It's a whole new ball game, so you want to start clean, start fresh. So I'm going to give you fresh money. You give me fresh chips. And let's see if we can start this thing on a roll. If we can start throwing those dice and we can hit the all small, all tall, hit them all. I mean, that's
what I was with you when you did that.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
When you did the $1,000 hot, tall, small ball, right?
Yes.
Yes, the final ball, one, knock them all.
The final one, you show your balls, and that's how you
win. No, man, there was one. Hey, there was one on Saturday night. I was playing at the MGM Park, and I had all tall, all small, hit them all, and I only needed the two.
You were playing dice at the park?
Yes. They had it set up.
It's unregulated.
All I needed was that two to win the...
You needed the snake eyes?
Yeah, and the guy hit a 1-4. Okay.
And you would have won a G because it was all tall, small?
Yep, I already had all the tall. I just needed all the small. That would have hit them all. And, I mean, next roll, 1-3. Okay.
You're still fine. You're still fine.
Okay.
Dice sound effect.
Next one.
Hold on. Hold the story.
I mean,
would you explain all tall, small? Because it's what actually it is, a very fun bet.
Listen, it's called it's the features all tall, small.
And it's when you're playing, size of your.
It's when you're playing craps. It's you want the person to roll a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, not that seven.
They have to roll all those numbers before you hit a seven.
Seven.
Seven out is what happens. Yes. So,
Coach, that's Yahtzee.
That's a lot of dice, man. I don't think we're going to get away with that on the craps table.
All right.
Coach, that's another guess. Scrabble.
That's decent.
That's
not bad.
Him at the park.
That's not bad. So, I mean, this guy, he was rolling. He was rolling a lot. He was rolling for a long time. Rolling, making some money, hitting me that six, hitting me that
Who
eight.
Who was he, Coach?
I don't know.
You remember his name?
He was just some guy that was there, him and his buddy. We didn't really talk.
It's the worst sound of all.
That sounds like college, dude.
All right, just let it go.
Yeah, I think this guy was in college, I would guess. He was probably 21, 22 years old, young guy. And then he rolls it. Hits that back wall. 4-3 One. Out. 4-3 out.
Oh, no. Big, tall, small, lost them all.
It's 1,000, right?
If we would have paid. Well, I mean, yeah, on a $15 bet, yeah.
Dude, in Vegas, how good luck is that bachelor party? You hit it while I was with you.
It was amazing.
And our one buddy with the backpack, can't remember his name. Cody?
Cody, I think so. I mean, have you heard from him since then? I don't even know if he still listens. Like, he just disappeared.
You, me, him, and Dodd shared a moment. I don't even know which one we were in, but when you hit that was pretty sick.
God, that was such a good feeling. And so, I mean, I was so close. And Scuba Steve was there. And he's like, I'm going to go to bed. And I'm like, dude, what if I hit it? And he goes, I already saw enough. And then he went to bed.
Yeah, didn't smart. Care. Smart.
I was like, thanks, Scuba. But yeah, so Saturday it didn't go as well. Gambling, I gave it all back. But
there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
But that's okay.
At sports or what?
College football, yes, didn't do very well at all.
Alabama, again, yeah, didn't cover.
What were you
2 weeks
betting?
In a row.
UTSA?
No, I bet Nevada -2.
Oh, a high-profile game.
I took Toledo -14.5. They
covered.
No, they lost. Toledo versus Colorado State.
Oh.
What about Alabama? Come on.
I didn't bet Alabama.
But you're the one that said take it.
But I told our listeners to bet it.
You told everyone, take it.
Yeah. What else? And then I was sitting down at a blackjack table, and this girl sat next to me, and she was from Mongolia. She was a nursing student. She was going to school in Utah. And her boyfriend didn't gamble, so they drive. It's only 2 hours from their school, so they drive down there quite often. And he goes around and drinks, and she gambles, and she was playing.
What?
And she,
wait, hold up.
And I know it was absolutely backwards.
She goes and gambles, and he's just content, just drinking at casinos.
Yes, ass
you
backwards.
Can drink at a bar in your hometown, bro.
They invite you back to the room, coach. But weird about that.
But his girlfriend likes to gamble. And so she gambles.
Now, lawn mowing business.
She was definitely new at this gambling thing, but she was so much fun to gamble with because every time the dealer, before he would start dealing, she would start tapping the table. Oh, 21 here, 21 here, 21 here, 21 here, 21 here. And then she'd get a 5. And then she'd get a 6. And she'd be all excited, tapping the table. She was so fun. And she did need a little coaching. And she did ask for it. She was like, so what should I do here? Should I hit on this one? And I would explain to her. So
he loved that. Of course
he did. I did. I love teaching people how to play blackjack the right way. Because
until
then,
her boyfriend comes back.
What?
Until her boyfriend gets back.
No, her boyfriend, he came back and stood right there. And
he loved me and his wife together.
He was studying civil engineering. I mean, he's a smart kid. So, yeah, we got along great. And so we played with this guy, Theodore. He's hilarious. Great dealer. Cool. Playing. And this guy and this girl come up. This is the funniest part of the trip for me. And they put their passports down. He's like, all right, I'll be right with you guys. You know what I mean? Because he's in the middle of dealing. And then he looks at him and goes, where are you guys from? And he goes, and the guy goes, Israel. And Theodore, dead, just straight face, goes, never heard of it. And, I mean, these people looked at him like, what the? Are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
And he's just like, yeah, where'd you say you're from? They go, Israel. And he goes, never heard of it. And they just look at him like, are you freaking kidding? And he goes, don't worry, but I'll check your passports in a minute. And they go, no, never mind. And they grabbed him and left. Got pissed off because he had a funny joke. And they looked like, they were staring daggers through him. He was just like, sorry, they can't take a joke. That was weird.
Coach, Theodore never been to the Middle East. They don't joke about that stuff.
Really? I mean, I don't know. And Theodore goes,
I mean, like, I what? Mean, coach, you were laughing your ass off?
Oh, I thought it was, if you could have seen their faces, they were looking at him like they were ready to murder the guy. And he was just like, he didn't even crack a smile. He goes, never heard of it. Boom, just kept dealing. And they
took
off.
That's the Holy Land. You can't joke like that, coach.
Why can't you joke about that?
I mean, they're from the Holy Land, and you're telling me you've never heard of our land, our country, the country Jesus was born in? Get the hell out of here. That's what they did.
Yeah, well, they got up and left. And
I thought it was hilarious, Theodore.
We did. Everybody at
he gives Theodore high fives. That is a great one, Theodore.
What do you
Screw
think he
them.
Was Dave Chappelle, Chris
Everybody
Rock
at the
coach,
table.
He's a freaking dealer. Shut up and break the 100.
No, see, that's where you're wrong. You want a dealer with personality. You want a fun dealer. That makes the experience that much better when
you're
playing.
It's not a sushi hibachi grill, Coach. It's a freaking casino.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Your arms tired from flying here?
Nope. But he was telling us, like, he had an Apple Watch on his wrist. He goes, you know how much this cost me? We're like, how much? He said, $100. Like, what are you talking about? He goes, dude, you weren't being a dealer. People are always looking to sell stuff because they're down on their luck. He was like, I had a guy sitting at my table going, God, I'm just out of money. Oh, my God. He's like, how much, you know? And I told him, oh, that's a nice watch. He goes, sell it to you for $100. He goes, bought the damn watch off of someone playing blackjack.
Wow, God, that's great.
I mean,
What else, Coach? Any other jokes?
I don't know. No, that wasn't a joke. That's a true story.
Oh. Also, is that legal with the eye in the sky?
That's what I wonder, too.
Because you just gave me an idea in 5 years when I do gamble. If I have something on me worth something.
You know what Theodore needs to do next night when someone throws $100 down? He's like, all right, let me get you some chips. And then he takes the $100, throws him a bag of Doritos.
But hey, I'm telling you, that Billy guy at Paris was hilarious. And then so was Theodore over at New York, New York. Very funny dude, very personable. And that makes the experience that much better. It makes it much more enjoyable. It makes the gambling experience all the more fun. You don't want people to just sit there and just, Want to hit? Okay, you busted. Thank you. I mean, that's miserable. You want people to make it fun, talk to you, joke, laugh, talk to you about life, what they've seen as a dealer, what they ask you about your life. That is what it's about. Having a conversation, throwing some cards, throwing some dice.
You guys busted. I'm sorry. No, I didn't. I'm at 16. I'm kidding. You have busted faces. That was pretty funny because I was sitting 16, you know.
You got me, Theodore, you son of a...
Yeah, he did. But, hey, you guys, whatever. You don't like a dealer that talks. You don't like me helping you play blackjack, then fine. But it was a good time.
So I see the couple there. You guys are students. The guy drinks and the girl gambles. You guys are a couple. People are fun over there. But who's this Gibbles guy that's all by himself? I don't understand his story. What is this guy, a Stone Cold Assassin?
Hey, Coach, why go to Cirque du Soleil, Coach? You had the show right in front of you.
So you're telling me you don't like a dealer that talks?
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. The ones that don't talk, that's kind of boring. You're right. It's actually depressing.
It is. I feel like they hate their job and they are miserable in life. And these people, at least they're having a little bit of fun. And, dude, let me tell you, New York, New York, they play some jams. There's this bar right in the middle of New York, New York, that you can sit at the blackjack table and they are playing everything from the 90s to the mid-2000s, everything.
Like what, Coach?
This is good. I love the jam.
They hit the Cupid Shuffle. They hit...
To the left, to the left, to the
Concrete
right.
Concrete Jungle. I mean, they're playing a Jay-Z. I mean, Eminem. They're playing everything.
In New York.
Do they also have, is it New York, you look up and isn't the ceiling all advertised, or isn't it cool looking? Isn't the ceiling awesome in New York, or no? Am I thinking of a different spot?
I think in all of them, Coach.
Yeah, I don't remember looking at the ceiling in New York, New York.
My bad, boys. Sometimes, once you lose your money, you look at a lot of random stuff. My bad, guys.
Coach, I think that's when you fell down, Coach.
Hey, Abby, do you want to go see the fountains? We've lost all our money. But Coach, did you see the fountains is what we want to know.
She did go see the fountains by herself, yes. Oh, okay. Yes, I did not go watch the fountains with her. I was too busy gambling, so.
Theodore, you're no longer funny after I've lost my money.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, how did those jokes hit after you were cleaned out?
Enough with the jokes, Theodore. No.
Theodore didn't clean me out. I won more money at New York, New York. But, Eddie, I will say Red 21 did not hit for me all weekend. That's the sad part. I was sitting there at Red 21. I just could not get it to hit. It was very depressing, very frustrating. But
went with the kids' birthdays.
That's what I always do.
I know. And then they didn't hit?
They didn't hit. It was stupid.
Dang, kids.
I mean, I would have to be on Red 18 and Red 19, and on the roulette wheel, there's one number in between them.
Roulette, Coach.
Well, that's
roulette.
Your problem. You didn't even know how to say it, Coach. Yeah.
And it would hit right in between them. They would land. There was three times it landed in between 19 and 18 on that roulette wheel, and I was just, Coach, like, you've got to be kidding me.
Let me ask you this. Did number 8 hit at all?
I don't think so.
Oh, because it did last night, boys. Lamar Jackson was on fire.
That's a segue right there,
hey,
Coach.
Coach, you missed it, so I decided to just take it.
I mean, he played well. I mean,
he
didn't start out well.
I didn't know what else to say, Coach. He wasn't on fire, but,
yeah,
they did win.
But here's the problem. The Kansas City Chiefs are in deep trouble. If their defense is so bad.
I know.
Scoring 30 points a week is just not a recipe to win in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You have very little margin of error, and
that's
the Kansas
right.
City Chiefs have to play perfect on offense every single week. And last night they didn't play perfect. They scored 35 points and they still lost. That is not, I mean, Mahomes can't do everything. The defense mm-hmm. had to stop somebody. And the Ravens, they got their running game going and it was just like gash, 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 gash. And then play action, wide open. Lamar Jackson can throw it when they're wide open. He can throw it to people that are wide open.
And I hate to be the guy to say, watch out for a bad, wish anything bad upon the Kansas City Chiefs, but a loss, now they're 1-1. They got Chargers next week.
They could easily be 0-2. Easily.
1-2.
Why? Would you say the Chargers are a good team?
The Chargers, I think they have a good offense. Their defense is okay. Like, they should have beat the Cowboys yesterday. The Cowboys were lucky to get a win, but I don't know if I'd call them a great team. I think they're decent. Why?
No, I'm just wondering because I wanted to gauge how well you thought the Cowboys played. Against a good Chargers team or a bad Chargers team?
I didn't think the Cowboys played that well at all.
How did you watch the game? Were they showing it in Vegas?
No, I was on my couch. We had a 6 a.m. flight because someone at work decided we needed to take a 6 a.m. flight home.
Oh,
yeah.
Brutal.
It was brutal. Trust me. It was really brutal. Terrible. Terrible. So I got home. My plane landed at 11:20 Central Time, so I was on the couch at noon for all the football. But, yeah, I watched the Cowboys. I just didn't think the Cowboys played all that good. What did you think?
I thought the offense is just so, so, so much better than I thought they would be. I mean, they look great, Coach. The offense is going to be unstoppable, really. If they can stay healthy, they're going to, and they keep playing the way they're playing, they're going to be really, really good. It was cool seeing them already start to kind of work on the running game with Zeke and Pollard. Like them, they didn't do that at all towards Tampa Bay, and they shouldn't have because Tampa Bay's got a good running defense. But it was good to see them establish the running game again. And just if that's going, then the passing is already A+. So, I mean, Coach, they are so good offensively. Defense needs a little bit of work. I think we got lucky on some picks or whatever and some bad throws that Herbert threw, but I mean, overall, the defense pretty good, but they could tighten it up a little bit. I think the Cowboys look great, Coach. Honestly, I think we got lucky on some penalty calls here and there, but I loved the win. It was closer than I wanted it to be, but it was a good game, Coach. Cowboys look good. I'm stoked.
Huh. So you thought they played great and their offense was awesome.
I think so, yeah. I mean, you're going to read me some stats that say something different.
No, they only scored 20.
But I was driving and listening to the game, so I really couldn't watch it.
So you didn't watch it. Okay.
And I have a segue if we want to hit it with the Vikings. Once you're done with this.
No.
I did listen to the game, Coach, which is like watching it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the Chargers got down to the red zone maybe three times and came away with no points through the pick.
Yeah,
and
that's a good defense.
Well, I don't know if it's good defense or bad offense. I would say it's more.
They didn't score, but okay, all
right. Right. I would say it's more bad offense to get down there and not score.
I mean, there were penalties that, you know,
right,
that took him back.
I think
whatever.
It negated two touchdowns. They had penalties that got called back. I don't remember it exactly, but I know he threw an interception in the end zone, had a touchdown called back, and then I believe another touchdown called back. So I don't know if that's good defense as more as bad moves by the Chargers, but the Cowboys got a win. Now, next week, I'm excited about the Cowboys because they play the Eagles. And the Eagles,
yeah.
I feel like they're pretty darn good defensively. I mean, they week one just suffocated the Falcons, and then they gave the Niners fits this week. They didn't win, but they were competitive on defense, but they did get a lot of injuries. So this is the Cowboys, though, definitely are the front runners for the NFC East. Definitely the front runners. You should win that division.
Correct. We should. I mean, we should, but I mean, again, Saquon Barkley, like he showed up this week. The Giants looked a
lot
better this
week. The Giants suck.
Coach, Coach, look, we're week two and you're starting to see improvements on some of these teams. Like, I think the Eagles went backwards. I don't think the Eagles are as good as they were week one.
Well,
I don't
week
think
one, they played the Falcons.
Yeah, the Falcons are trash.
The Falcons are
exactly
such a bad
so
team.
Why are you crown? Why are you saying that the next week game is going to be great? Like, they're not that good. If the Falcons are bad and the Eagles killed them and the Eagles lost against the Niners, I mean, okay.
But
I
it was a competitive game against the Niners. Their defense.
Coach, offensively, it was not competitive. It was all defense from both teams.
And that's what I'm saying. I didn't say the offense played good. I said the defense.
I don't think the Philly defense can stop the Cowboys. I really don't. I don't think a lot of teams in the NFL, 99% of the teams in the NFL are not going to be able to stop the Cowboys offense.
Well,
Coach,
tell me
they
this.
Are
is it because
explosive?
Is it because of the CeeDee Lamb and then the Amari Cooper effect? Just because they're two, but I mean, is there name another team with that duo of amazing receivers? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, Chris Godwin and Mike Evans.
Okay,
Juju Smith-Schuster, Clay,
Coach, Claypool, he hung up,
Claypool, Deontay Johnson.
He hung up, Coach.
Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. I mean, you want me to keep going?
But I'm saying, I mean, I get Kelce because he's a big guy, but I'm talking about the elusiveness and the hands and the quickness of him. It's almost impossible to guard the CeeDee Lamb, the Amari Cooper effect.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, no, Coach.
Amari Cooper had 24 yards yesterday.
We have two tight ends, Coach, that don't drop balls. Like, they're just really, really good.
Right. Cooper didn't have a good game is what I'm saying. I mean, you can't shut them both down.
Coach, it's not these two receivers. It's not. I mean, Dak is hitting everyone. Every single, there's a guy named Wilson. Who the hell is Wilson? I don't know, but he's catching balls. You can't stop him. And then the running game, like Tony Pollard is a badass. It's great.
Hey, Zeke might be the backup here pretty soon.
But no, I don't think so. I know, I say that, but
Pollard looks really, really good.
But hear me out. I think the only reason Pollard looks good is because when he's in the backfield, everyone's like, all right, chill. Let's back up. They're going to throw the ball. They're giving it to Pollard, and you just gave him 20 yards. I think that's the only reason Pollard is so good. He's a good running back. He's great. But as soon as Zeke lines up in the back, everyone's getting ready to get Zeke. Like, I think it's just the structure of the defense.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just he Pollard has looked good. It's a good 1-2 combination. You know, Zeke week one, you're like, oh, he's terrible. Give him some time. He lost a little bit of weight, you know. And like McCarthy said, we're going to ease him in. It's a long season, so they don't want to work Zeke too much, which I guess is smart. But yes, Cowboys got the win. The Chiefs are in trouble, and we're going to go to commercial. We'll be back.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight.
So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's one heck of a tease, Coach.
Was it a tease?
It was not a tease at all.
No, it wasn't a tease. You had the tease. You wanted to talk about the Vikings.
So Eddie,
I don't know how the Vikings lost.
Correct. And Eddie was talking about how he was listening on the radio, right, Eddie?
Yes. Well, I had the Sunday Ticket or whatever, but I wasn't watching it. I just had it plugged into my radio.
So it was an audio only thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I stopped and went to the bathroom, I watched it, but yeah, it's mostly audio.
Well, the Vikings radio announcer absolutely had possibly the most painful listens of the entire year. You guys ready for this?
I'm ready.
Yes.
Do you know how they lost, Eddie?
Remember this. The Cardinals are
winning.
I didn't
watch that game.
Cardinals are winning 34-33. There's 4 seconds. There's going to be no time after this kick.
Yes. Well, Vikings got the ball back, and they drove it all the way down. Field goal position to win the game. It's a chip shot. Vikings going to go to 1-1. Cardinals go to 1-1. They line up to kick it.
You're a betting man. You're a Minnesota fan. I don't know, but if you're anyway rooting for Minnesota and you heard this, it was so painful. Here we go. Minnesota down one. And should I say?
Just hit it. Just hit it.
Okay.
High snap. Put down. Joseph. Come on. It is gone. No, he missed it.
Good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens.
Oh. Oh, my.
He missed it right.
What a gut punch to a team.
Was that on the broadcast?
Coach.
That's the broadcast.
The radio dude for 5 seconds said it was good, and you thought you won the game because of the call.
High snap. Put down. Joseph. Come on. It is gone. No, he missed it.
It's no good.
Are you kidding me?
No, dude, he missed it.
If you're in your car, you think you won the bet, and then that. No, he missed it.
No, he missed it.
Because he had so much energy in his voice. It was like, oh, awesome, we won the game. No, he missed it, actually.
I mean, was it curving? What happened? I didn't see this one.
It wasn't even close. He missed by like 5 feet. The guy must have been on the side.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone!
No good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Dude, that's painful.
That hurts. That hurts bad.
Hilarious.
That
it
hurts.
It is gone.
Yeah, no, I missed it right.
No.
God.
No.
That's such a gut punch. That's
tap on your
punch.
Shoulder. And he didn't get it, guy.
Oh, man. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, because I mean they lined up to kick it. I was like, oh, game over. The Cardinals still win. That sucks. Season over. Dude, sorry, Vikings.
You got some teams, Vikings, Cardinals, Titans, Seahawks, that can score a crap load. Then you got other teams. A majority of the NFL games were under. The whole first half of slate was so low scoring.
How do you know, Coach?
Watching all the games, I had red zone.
Really? You saw the over-unders?
Well, I mean,
let me ask you this. Is a recovering alcoholic go to the beer aisle and look at all the beers?
Coach, I'm assuming an NFL game over-unders 42, and when the game's 7-3 in the fourth quarter, I'm just assuming by previous existence on planet Earth that it's an under. And I saw some people tweet, like, almost every NFL game has gone under. So, yeah, there's some teams that know how to score, and then there's, like, you know.
Then there's the Bears.
The
then
Bears.
There's the Bengals. Then there's the Cowboys. There's the Chargers. I mean, they had to be under.
Oh, yeah.
2017.
They're expected to be really high, yeah.
What?
The Cowboys and the Chargers was 55, I think.
No, it was 737, I thought.
No, he's saying
over-under.
It was 55. Yeah, because you expect it to be a shootout, and then, of course, it's not a shootout. And then one you think is going to be low scoring, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's fireworks. But, yes, and the Titans, I mean, they—
Come on.
They pulled that out of their butt, Coach.
I mean, what do you think, Ray?
Well, I didn't wear the Sisson jersey that I was gifted by the Sore Losers Nation because it had bad juju from week one. We got lucky. I mean, we should be 0-2, and Titans Nation, Nashville, Tennessee— all we have is party buses and bachelorette parties.
Coach, but I don't think beating the Seahawks in overtime is lucky.
I mean, Coach, it was very, very lucky. We were down 2 touchdowns. We looked absolutely— I mean, it wasn't lucky. Of course, the team ended up pushing through to win, but we were down by 2 touchdowns. I was coming to the realization, okay, we're 0-2. We're not a very— I was telling my wife, I said, I guess we're just not that good of a football team. Derrick Henry doesn't really even play anymore. But then he breaks off an 80-yarder. The team starts carrying, and then in overtime, Seattle just didn't even move the ball a yard. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're actually going to win in overtime? I mean, Seattle just had no momentum in overtime at all.
what was impressive is they started using Derrick Henry to catch the football. I think he had a career high in receptions yesterday, which is what he has to do, because if they take him out of the game, when they take him out of the game, everybody assumes pass, because Derrick Henry's not in the game. So your backup running back, if he does run, okay, whatever. But they are not scared by your backup running back running the ball. They automatically think pass. But Derrick Henry, play action. Derrick Henry leaks out. They threw him the ball like 5 or 6 times. I don't know if he got a lot of yards, but the fact that he caught the ball makes teams have to think, uh-oh, is it a run or is it a pass if Derrick Henry is in there? It was a great win for the Titans. And, I mean, yeah, broom. Boom, boom.
And also,
I meant boom, boom.
A great point was made by the announcers. This is something other wide receivers need to look into. First of all, I was impressed with Julio Jones.
Yeah, nice. Hey, did I revitalize his career, guys?
That's No. What? No, you said he was limping and had icy hot and brace coach. He was playing out there like he was a freaking 16-year-old kid.
The Julio, welcome to Titans Up, baby. Tighten up. Welcome to Nashville.
Julio.
It's crazy. Carl Nassib.
Yo, Julio.
Here's what's crazy. The last two players I've seen, Carl Nassib, I saw him in the offseason in Vegas in the elevator.
In my room.
And first game of the season, he causes the fumble in overtime that gets the Raiders the win. And then I see Julio Jones next week, 100 yards receiving, Titans win. What up? I'm starting to think I'm inspiring these players to do well.
Hey, can you go to Dallas and go see me running to Zeke?
The Julio, welcome to Titans Up, baby. Tighten up.
Welcome to the Titans Up, Julio.
That means that this season, James Harden, MVP.
Because you see him?
I saw him at the iHeart Festival.
But you also didn't let me finish my thing about cleats, but that is a deep tease. Continue with that.
I didn't hear you say anything about cleats.
I said teams need to look into this. Julio Jones, he made some great catches. I see now why they got him. But he had blue cleats on. There was a time where he caught an end zone pass. It was his first touchdown of the year. And because he was wearing blue cleats, the refs were really able to disseminate that his foot was on the out-of-bounds line. And even the announcers gave me the idea. They said if guys wear white cleats, it's very difficult in a review-type situation to tell if they touch the white line or if that's the cleat. They said because of his bright blue cleats that no other player on the team was wearing, they really stood out on the white, which was able to then reverse a call that was given to him as a touchdown.
Wow, that is
so
deep.
Wear blue cleats.
So if you're a kid right now in middle school, high school, you tell mom and dad to get you some white cleats, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, don't go for the flashy cleats. Go for the plain grandpa cleats. That way you can get away with a touchdown.
It becomes a New Balance white cleats.
Exactly. That's what. Hey, but that's smart. It's so true. The blue did let you see that. See it. No touchdown. So that. I wonder if teams actually think about that when they're getting their cleats. Hey, man, maybe you should wear white cleats.
In Major League Baseball, they think about the length of the grass. So to say that a team doesn't think about the cleat color, I mean, that's pretty dumb to think that they're not that smart.
Yeah, now what was I talking about?
James Harden.
James Harden.
Guys, Julio.
You saw the beard.
No, I saw James Harden. I come around the corner.
Hey, beard.
There's all these people.
Hey,
and then,
nice beard. Oh. What was that?
James Harden's got he's got this orange like jumpsuit on, got the mask. I'm like, holy crap.
Coach, that's a prisoner, coach.
Well, it looked like a prisoner. Hey, it looked like a prison outfit.
I liked your Brooklyn Nets jersey. James Harden, holy hell.
And so I was like, dang. And so he went in this hallway and he had like, and I went behind him and I start following them and I start filming because I'm like, I'm going to get some action of James Harden, but it's like a twisty hallway. So I'd come around the corner and they'd go around the next corner. And then finally, he was going in a little baby's.
What was it, a mousetrap you're in, coach, or a freaking Vegas hotel lobby?
Who's little baby?
No, it was at the arena. Lil Baby's an artist. And he was going into his dressing room.
Oh, you're talking about Dub Baby?
No, Lil Baby.
No, that's Lil Nas X.
No, it's Lil Baby. I watched him perform. I know his name. Okay. And I watched James Harden go into his dressing room. And I believe...
This is Lil Baby.
I believe when James Harden got in trouble in France, he was with Lil Baby. Just so you know.
This Lil Baby.
So anyway, I watched...
And he's still hanging out with him?
Yeah, he's going into his dressing room. And so I kind of walked by and I got my phone and I'm just kind of filming into the dressing room. And you can see James Harden. And that's when one of the bodyguards stops and goes, hey! And I was like, oh, I'm just trying to get through. And he goes, I see you filming. Oh.
All right, let's hear the audio.
Oh, I forgot to give it to Ray. What, Eddie?
Where's the audio, coach? So I'm saying you go to Vegas and you forget everything.
No, I didn't forget everything.
Have you posted the Julio pic?
No, but I posted the James Harden video right when it happened.
Bouncer. I was not filming. I was looking at porn. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't looking at porn. I'm sorry.
I cheated. I was texting another woman.
I mean, you see James Harden's shoulder in the video.
Like, I don't give a crap about that.
I thought it was a good video. I was trying to bring you guys celebrities, and I saw James Harden, and I brought it to you. And
if you go to Vegas, I will say this: the odds of you seeing a celebrity in Vegas over any other city, Nashville excluded, are pretty good, right?
Oh
no.
I would say Nashville and Vegas are the celeb capitals of the world.
Not Nashville.
L.A.
I say Nashville because every country singer lives here.
No.
Yeah, but just because you come for the weekend, you're not going to see a country singer.
But then Vegas is it. It's Vegas.
It's Vegas.
L.A. Yes.
Well, it's so spread out. I mean, Vegas, they can be in West Hollywood. Yeah. They can be in SoCal. They can be up in Rancho Cucamonga. They can be in Saco.
Nah.
No, but
they can
like
be in Rodeo Drive. They can be on the 405.
Scuba Steve's looking at me like I'm a fucking idiot.
No, I think you're onto something. I think Vegas is the spot.
Thank you. So that's what I'm saying. It's not that it is awesome, but you saw the Nassib. You now have seen Harden.
You can go to a football game and see Nassib and Carr and Henry Ruggs.
All right.
No, I'm saying not at a sporting event. I was at this is in the wild.
In the wild.
Yeah, it's not like Nassib would be playing in the football game. Harden was just at somewhere, and I just happened to see him. And I did hang out with Derek Huff.
I saw that.
Yeah.
He's the good dancer, dude.
Yeah, he's a dancer.
I guarantee you, if you went to L.A. to a concert, you would see any celebrity you wanted. Any concert. They'd be backstage. Go to a concert, right. Go backstage. Right. You see 20, 30 celebrities.
People listening to this, truck drivers that are driving around the country right now, they're probably, if you want to see a celeb, go to Vegas. Those are your best odds. Speaking of odds, and I'll hang up and listen on that one.
And I did talk to someone that we were at a client thing, and they saw Ty Lue and Brian Shaw. And so I said,
did you bring up the Sore Losers Nation Vegas trip?
Well, I didn't see Ty Lue and Brian Shaw. I am just saying that means they must live at the Aria. Because
who's Brian Shaw?
Basketball player.
He played in the NBA. He was the head coach of the Lakers. He's an assistant coach, I believe, with the Clippers now.
Never heard of him.
What?
What about Ty Lupa?
Ty Lue?
Who's that?
He was the head coach when the Cavaliers won the NBA championship, and he is now the head coach of the Clippers.
He was co-head coach with LeBron.
he was LeBron's assistant coach. But I think they live at the Aria, because when I was there in July, I saw Ty Lue and Brian Shaw at the Aria.
Or they just love to gamble, coach. Good gosh. I mean, people, haven't you been to Vegas multiple times this year?
So they just happen to be there the same weekend.
On
that
a Saturday.
I'm there.
There's only so many weekends throughout the year. You get there's only 50 weekends.
But you're telling me
the odds of you
52.
The odds of me of Ty Lue and Brian Shaw being at the hotel that I was at twice in 2 months
are about 15%.
Oh yeah,
I would say
stop it.
They're decent.
That's why you were terrible at gambling because you put 15% odds on that.
All right.
But yeah, those
what about the meeting, coach?
What?
What about the meeting?
Oh, no, that's your answer.
No,
you didn't bring it up.
No, I'll talk about the meeting. But when we come back, I'm ready to apologize.
Thanks. About time.
Here, I bought you guys a couple drinks.
I'm ready to apologize.
I'd love to
say I'm sorry and then post the damn picture.
I'm ready to apologize.
I cheated.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
How's it going, hotel owner? I brought you guys a couple drinks.
And now I'm going to apologize. Ray, go ahead, pick up the line. It's my wife.
No.
Honey, I cheated.
No. I'd like to say I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry to Derek Carr. I'm sorry to John Gruden. I'm sorry to Josh Jacobs, even though you didn't play. Carl Nassib. I'm sorry to Gerald Muriel and all of Raiders Nation for doubting
you guys. What about Ruggs?
Oh, Henry Ruggs, I am sorry. I apologize to you also. I'm sorry. I am sorry that I doubted you Raiders. I thought
Waller.
Waller the baller.
Chucky.
I apologize. I already apologized to him.
And his nickname.
Oh, sorry, Chucky. I didn't apologize to your nickname. You're right, John Gruden. But I apologize.
Who's the owner?
What's his name? Davis.
Davis.
Pacino.
Greg Davis.
I was so wrong. And it's sometimes you are wrong in this business. And
Khalil Mack.
He's on the Bears.
Okay, forget him. Don't apologize.
Yeah. I'm just sorry that I thought you guys sucked. I'm sorry that I thought you were going to get curb stomped by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh.
I didn't realize the Pittsburgh Steelers offense.
Curb stomp?
That means crushed, you know.
Oh, dang.
I'm sorry that the Steelers are not, their offense was terrible, but it's not the Steelers. It's the Raiders that are the highlight here because the Raiders really have a chance to have a really good season because they win their first two games, which they weren't supposed to win. Now they're 2-0, and their next the schedule gets really easy here for a few weeks. You got the Miami Dolphins coming to Las Vegas. And I mean,
Tua died yesterday, by the way.
I mean, Tua might be dead, so you're going to be facing Jacoby Brissett. The Raiders should win that game. The Raiders don't play. I think they play the Chiefs not till like week 10. They have a chance to be sitting 7-3, 8-2 all of a sudden. The Raiders maybe be building something there in Las Vegas. It took a few years, but I'm starting to think they might be for real. They might be a playoff contender. The AFC West, all of a sudden, you have the Broncos at 2-0, the Raiders at 2-0. Oh, that means the Chiefs are in third place.
And we reached Pitts for comment here
at 1-1.
That's right. He didn't pick up.
The Chargers, 1-1. Who would have seen the Raiders and the Broncos sitting atop the division? But yes, Raider Nation, I was wrong. Gerald Muriel, I need your Venmo. I owe you $25. I mean, not only do I owe you $25, but I mean, you didn't even want the points, which is a dumb bet on your part, but you won. So congratulations. Hit me with that Venmo so I can pay you your $25. And I apologize to you Raiders and the Raiders Nation. In my eliminator next week, I will take the Raiders just for you guys.
And I mean, also, that's when they'll lose.
Not really. I'm not really going to do that.
I have one. I know your apology's over because good God, you said what you needed to. I have my theories on the Raiders. The NFL wants the Raiders to win. The Raiders live in Las Vegas. They want Las Vegas to have home playoff games. Imagine the revenue generated by sports betting with an NFL team in a city where you can sports bet. And guys, on that note, I will hang up and listen. The NFL wants the Raiders to win.
Because you can sports bet them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So that means they want Tennessee to have a home game?
Yeah.
Baltimore?
I don't know if you can bet in Baltimore.
Yeah, we went to the list. Remember the list, Ray?
No, Coach, I don't know the list.
Oh, dang. I mean, I went through the list without Ray's help.
Yeah, but I mean,
like West Virginia, Indiana,
West
Illinois.
Virginia, they want the Hokies. Well, that's
but yeah, here, I mean, I'm just the Raiders were impressive. They've been impressive for 2 weeks. I thought, okay, lucky, fluky win, weird win against the Ravens. And
let's
then,
be real, Coach. You spend the weekend in Vegas, and you bought a jersey while you were there. You're a fan now. I get
He's
it.
Part of the black hole.
We get it, Coach.
Got a Raiders drove flag.
You probably drove by the stadium a few times.
Did you go
it.
By it, or is it out in the middle of the desert?
You can see it from where you went.
It's right from. It's right across the street from T-Mobile Arena, like right across the highway.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's right there.
For whatever reason, I thought it was in the middle of the desert.
No, they built it right there by
Coach,
the strip.
How terrible would that be?
Yeah, that'd be awful.
I don't know.
They want all the drunks stumbling over there to watch the game, and then all of them stumbling back to gamble and lose all their money.
Did the Raiders have a home game?
No.
Not this week. They did last week against the Ravens.
I was
going
to say, did you consider having a later flight home? When you woke up and it was 6 a.m. flight, did you even consider tables all day? I can always go later.
No.
What? That always crossed my
no,
mind.
No, no. If I considered it leading up to it, but then it was like $600 to change it. And I was like, well, I could make $600 at the table and pay for that. But that means that cuts
so
into my.
So you did consider it.
Before I woke up, though. Not Ray saying, did you, when you woke up that morning, did you consider it? No, I had considered it leading up to the trip, but then I just decided I didn't want to pay the $600 to change my flight. So I said, I'll just get on the 6 a.m. flight and be miserable. And that's exactly what I did.
You're under oath. I do want to know, before you left town, you're known to do this. Did you do any NFL parlays?
No, no parlays, just individual bets.
Are those tickets? Are those tickets going to be mailed in, or did you throw them away?
No, they'll be one will be thrown away, but I will mail them in. I had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers -7 first half. I had the Bills.
Well, whenever you had Bills, they won by 5 touchdowns.
They crushed. I had the Bills -3. I had the Chiefs -3.5.
Brother, thanks for that one.
Oh. I know, Coach. That was my lock, too.
That was terrible.
Oh. You guys are so welcome bad. For my lock. I told you Bills would win by 2 touchdowns. Sorry it ended up being 5.
I had New England -6.
Hey, Lunch, what are you thinking about Justin Fields? Did you like his performance?
No, he didn't play well at all. I mean, he was like 6 of 13, like 60 yards. He didn't really have to do much.
He was good on his feet.
Yeah, he's quick.
It was all defense because of all the interceptions.
Yeah.
Four picks.
Joe Burrow had never thrown an interception right, and then he throws 3 in a row. Three throws in a row.
Come on. Deal my cards, Coach.
Okay. But, yeah, Justin Fields, I mean, whatever. I mean, it wasn't anything. It was fine. He looks fast. I mean, he held onto the ball too long, fumbled, but then he got it back, luckily. That was a good play by him, but that was about it.
Are you secretly excited that Dalton's hurt?
No. Guys, Eddie, Dalton is fine.
Or maybe not. Eddie, just leave it. It seems to fix itself.
We're about to be done anyway.
All right.
Like, I told you that Dalton was fine. Like, Dalton is fine. Is he Super Bowl contender? Probably not. But I don't know if the Bears are Super Bowl contenders, and I don't want to throw Justin Fields in there before he's ready. Because, I mean, look at Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson looks god-awful, and they're just throwing him out there to the Wolves and letting him just get crushed. Trevor Lawrence looks bad. Like, I don't know what's bigger dumpster fire, the Jets or the Jaguars. They're both god-awful.
The Jets, I already told my neighbor. She flies to Jacksonville for the home games. I already told her.
I would take it down.
What?
The Jacksonville flag, take it down.
She went all the way there, Coach. I didn't even have the laugh ready for you. She went all the way to Jacksonville for that game, and, I mean, they played the crappy Broncos and got beat.
Housed.
But, I mean, if they would have played a decent team, they'd get beat by 4 scores. They may not win all year.
4 scores.
They are so bad. They are so bad. But, yeah. All right, now you want to hear about the meeting, Eddie. You want to hear about the meeting.
I do want to hear about the meeting.
How's it going, owner of Caesars? I bought you a couple drinks with my drink ticket.
No, it was actually the Westgate. It was the Westgate. Big old sports.
We're doing it in a movie theater?
No, Eddie, people don't know what that is. Westgate is a movie theater.
Oh, is that only in Austin?
Yeah, it was only in Austin. I don't think that's a movie theater all over the country.
My bad.
How's it going? I'm wearing a suit and a tie. I'm here for business of the Sore Losers Nation.
Did you wear a suit and tie, Coach?
No.
Oh. I was actually a little hungover, and I probably smelled like blackjack smoke.
No, Coach, there's a Westgate Theater in Las Vegas, you son of a... We're going to do it in a movie theater, Coach.
No, the Westgate Theater is where they put on performances.
Oh, Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Ooh, that looks nice.
Yes. Barry Manilow was opening his show is back this weekend.
It's funny you just said that because his picture's right up in the front of the website.
Yeah, his show is back. It said, "Welcome back, Barry," on the whatever you call that thing, the
marquee.
Marquee, that's what it's called, yeah, because I guess he was there a long time ago. I have no idea. Don't know anything
about Barry. Wow, Barry, dude.
So I hope the Sore Losers Nation likes Barry Manilow.
You don't have to go see Barry Manilow when you're there.
That's the big surprise, guys. We're going to do a meet and greet with Barry.
Yeah. So, hey, let me tell you.
You were thinking to baby, I got us to Barry.
The meeting was great. I met with a couple people from the sports book.
There's a show with Jennifer Romas, and the show's called Sexy.
Oh, maybe we'll see that.
Sexy, the show, is an award-winning topless female review like no other.
Mm. Maybe we'll get tickets to that.
Do a sexy night.
Should we do a Saturday night at Sexy? Sore Losers and Sexy. That sounds like a good...
Super Karaoke at the Superbook.
What is that?
I don't know. It's another event they got going on. We can do that with a Sore Losers. Super Karaoke with a Sore Losers.
Hey, we got anybody that can sing that listens to Sore Losers?
Yeah, I'm sure Chris can do something.
You think B-Hands knows how to belt a tune?
Yeah.
I know Sore Losers' locks can hang on a monkey bar, so.
not for a minute, though.
Not for 2 minutes. No, not even a chance.
That thing was greased up like a wet hog, poor locks.
Hey, the magic of Jana Kramer. Nope, I take it back. Jen Kramer.
Tell us how the meeting went, Coach.
Yes, meeting was great. They seemed very excited. They were like, man, this sounds like a great idea. Sounds like a lot of fun. We'd love to have you. They were showing us a spot in the sports book. They could set us up and let us do a podcast.
We could rent out a sports book?
We could be in the sports book and do our podcast from the sports book.
Tell me more.
They were like, we can do it in this room. And I was like, I don't know. That room only fits about 25 people. I think we're going to have about 30 people here because I don't know how many Sore Losers Nations are going. You know,
we're
going
to try 100, Coach. We may be able
to. So the sports book only holds 20 people?
No. They have a special room off the side of it that you could do the podcast in. Or they said, see that section in the back of the sports book? We could just, you know, put you up there and do the.
We can broadcast to the entire sports book?
Yes.
Coach, do they realize that we are a show of degenerates, that all of our people will gamble?
Yeah, that's what I told them. I said, we're going to need more betting windows at the sports book because it's going to be nonstop action if all these people come.
Did you ask for a dollar window for Eddie?
Yeah, we have this one guy who just bets
$1. Said, you go down that hallway, take a left and a right, and you'll find it behind the blue dumpster.
They're like, our minimum. Our minimum is five. That's not going to work with the show. One of the guy's sayings is, I bet a dollar.
Another guy doesn't bet. Well, we don't want him in here.
So why again are you renting a sports book?
Yeah, they said there was a section in the sports book they would rope off, and we could have all of Sore Losers Nation there, and we could do the podcast live right there in the sports book. We went up to the room. Like
and
a nice
I tried
ballroom.
Out the beds, very not squeaky.
No, but hey,
starts humping the bed. I just want to make
just
sure.
Tried to
work.
Check out the motion of the ocean.
But they said,
saying,
but
Mr.
they
Westgate.
Also said, hey, here's the cool part. They did say that during like when they don't have a show in the Barry Manilow room, they have during football weekends, they bring out the screens and they open it up and people sit in the theater and watch the games in there. That's pretty legit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so if the sports book is overrun, boom, move it to the theater, and it's got its own private bar, so you don't have to be walking very far to get drinks. So, yeah, it went very well. They were very excited. They were like, oh, we'd love to do this. Let's start talking about it more. So,
but, I mean, they must respect our podcast. They're not just going to do that for any podcast. Like, mom and pop podcast down the music row are not going to be able to go to Vegas and rent out a sports book.
Correct.
Exactly. I rest my case. Yeah.
Like, the Bad News Bears podcast is not going to be able to go and do a Bad News weekend at the Westgate in Las Vegas. So, yeah, it looks like all systems are a go, and we got to pick a date.
Did you sign on any dotted lines?
They may have signed on a dotted line.
What? Who's they?
The Westgate.
What the?
Coach, you want to show us the contract?
But at the same
I was a little drunk. I didn't have time to read through the specifics.
But at the same time, maybe they didn't sign on the dotted line.
I don't understand.
Let's just say they said, why don't you send a contract over this week? So,
yeah, if possible, I'd appreciate not signing something today. I'm seeing double. You know what I'm saying? You could just send in the mail.
No, I'm seeing triple. And so I always do just shoot for the one in the middle.
LeBron?
So, yeah. So, hopefully we'll get that contract signed this week.
Dude, that actually sounded really promising.
Yeah.
Treasure Island.
No, the Westgate.
No, I'm trying to look at it in the map, Coach. Boys, there's a golf course, the Las Vegas Country Club, right next to it.
And here's the thing. We're going to
get out on that.
Boys, we're at an hour and 10 minutes, but I do need to say this.
Oh, are we really?
We'll tell them this. I wish I could have been a part of the pitch, but tell them with the Sore Losers Nation, we will have so much money being bet, not by me, by them, y'all, that we will move and affect lines all weekend long.
Love it. Love it.
The Cowboys line just moved up 3 points. Apparently, the Sore Losers Nation are Cowboys fans.
Yep. And Eddie, I apologize. We should have made that bet, and I'm sorry about Alabama, man. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Hey, you guys are welcome. Hey, you guys are welcome, Sore Losers Nation, for that Bills bet because you didn't worry the entire game. The money was in the hands of Dolphins fans and Jacoby Brissett. You were good all game, baby.
Yeah. Sore Losers Nation, all that Titan money I told you to put down, told you, no sweat. Titans were going to cover, no problem.
It was a lot as a coach. I was sweating the entire game. Oh. I had to reapply deodorant halftime.
Hey, let me tell you, I was like, oh, crap, that was a bad bet. And then they started coming back. I was like, hey, I look pretty smart, don't I? Yeah.
Hey, you got to like the NFL. Just tune in the fourth quarter. It'll probably flip-flop.
Yeah, that Niners bet when I told you, hey, no problem. They're going to cover the 3 points, 3.5. They did it. No problem. 17-11. Blowout.
Sportsbook is legit.
Blowout. Yeah, they just replaced all the screens during the pandemic. Like, when they were closed, they were like, all right, we need to upgrade. And they took everything down, put all new screens in there.
Did you
really
happen
good.
To ask Westgate if they do have...
They do have suites. They have the Elvis suite.
No. On ice?
They do?
Yeah.
Do they?
Elvis used to stay there.
Hey, do they have White Claws?
They had White Claws. They had Trulies. They had it all. And they had... No, they didn't have bubble crap. Sorry, Ray.
I bet you they can get one, Coach. Oh,
No. That's why I said they didn't have it, Eddie. They really had it.
Sorry,
I didn't want them to know.
Sorry.
Hopefully by then, guys, whenever we do go, I'll be having my 8-month token.
Hey, so tonight, will he tank or will he not?
Oh, he's gonna ball out. That's
A-Rod?
Hey, just so you know, that's my eliminator pick because I know the Packers ain't losing to the Lions. They ain't going to, they're not going
0-2. Oh my gosh.
They're not going 0-2.
You're gonna be in such a bad mood tomorrow.
Nope. I'm good. They're going to win. I mean, it's not even going to be close. I'll be going to bed at halftime.
What's the spread,
Ray? 11 or 12.
Oh, I'll take the Lions. That's a good one, Coach.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah, Theodore wouldn't have come up with that one. All right. So, yes, Eddie, good Vegas weekend. I came back with less money than I left with, but, hey, it was still a good weekend. I got up at one point, felt those highs of highs, and then Vegas has a way of doing this. They take it all back and make you feel those low as the lows.
So what were you? Man, you were even money?
No, I lost like $450, something like that.
What the? You upset? Oh, you took a bath on Saturday.
Jeez, Coach.
I took a bath.
Coach, you didn't tell us you took a bubble bath down there at Blackjack.
No, it wasn't just Blackjack. It was roulette. It was craps. It was it all.
You didn't tell that side of the story, Coach.
No, I did. I said I went great the first night, and then the second night I gave it all back. I said that.
And some.
No, you didn't give it all back, Coach. You lost $400 on top of that.
Yeah, you're right. Goodness.
Dang it, you could have left up. I did talk to Scuba.
Oh, yeah, of course you could
said
leave
he got
up.
Some hundies. Oh, I write down the quote from... Oh, so my gosh. Guys, Scuba Steve, you ready for this quote of the decade? Is anybody ready for it?
Yeah, what is it?
So I guess he doesn't gamble, and he went out there to do the iHeartFest, and I go, hey, man, how'd it go with gambling? And he goes, I was only there for profit. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, I had to work the whole time. So if I was going to gamble, I was only there for profit. What kind of psychopath assassin is that? I was only there for...
I don't get it.
Coach, there was no option.
I thought this was the quote of the century.
There was no... Everybody needs to take this quote to Vegas with them.
No, I always say that.
There was no option for Scuba Steve to lose. He said, it sucked. We were working. I was working my ass off. And he goes, I went down to the tables and I was like, did you have fun? Were you drinking stuff? He's like, no, I was only there for profit. And he left with profit. He had one thing in mind, boys. He didn't let the glitz and glamour, the drinking, the girls, the titties, the prostitutes. He didn't care about any of that. His quote, I was only there for profit.
I mean, joke's on him, coach. He didn't get paid for that work.
That's an assassin's mindset. And that's how you win in Vegas, boys. Unlike Lunchbox. He was there for Theodore telling jokes.
Hey. I went to the beach this weekend, and I guess technically I made as much as he did. I went to the beach for profit, boys.
No, he made money gambling, so you didn't.
Oh, he did gamble?
Yeah, he did some slot machines, and he did a little bit of roulette.
Okay, Papaw.
Hey, hopefully you guys didn't take Lunchbox's Bama bet.
But hopefully hopefully you took my Niners bet. Hopefully you didn't take my Steelers bet. But hopefully you took my Titans bet. I went 2-2 this weekend.
That's what happens, coach, when you give like 20 locks.
Yeah, that's okay. 50-50 is better than 0-1, isn't it?
I guess.
No, it is. No, it absolutely is. Yeah. All right. Have a good weekend. That's Monday. Oh, my God. Whatever. I'm so tired.
Have a good weekend.
That was a good one, Theodore. Good one, Theodore.
I mean, coach, I was just about to go off for the weekend. Good thing I didn't listen to you.
I hate you guys. I'm going to bed.
Close one.
I'm so damn tired. Hit it. Just go.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Theodore was funny as hell. I'll tell you what, guys.
No, he was. So was Billy.
I got his number.
So was Billy at Paris, man. That was good stuff.
Coach, they're always funny when you're winning.
No.
Were they funny on Saturday night, coach? No.
Hey, when you had your bubble bath, coach, were they still cracking?
I was winning with Theodore, man. I was up big, and then I lost like 5 hands in a row, and I walked away up some, but then I went to the roulette table and tried to make it big, didn't make it big. That's all right. That's all right. I'll be back. I'll be back. Better than ever. Sore Losers Weekend. I mean, when we go on Sore Losers Weekend, I mean, guaranteed to win, right?
Yeah, and I heard Sore Losers Weekend. Isn't that going to be – that's going to be that the weekend of –
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.